This is the music of legendary jazz musician Charles Lloyd. It's one of the Santa Barbara County-based artist's most famous works, Forest Flower. Lloyd says as a performer, it's been hard for the last few months to not be able to share his music in person with audiences.
It's been a difficult time for all of us, you know. As a music maker, you know, I used to travel around the world and share my music, and I haven't been able to do that.
But tonight, you can see the Charles Lloyd Ocean Trio on stage at Santa Barbara's Lobero Theater. There's no audience, unfortunately, but it's a streamed event intended to bring music to jazz fans and raise money for the financially struggling Historic Theater.
I'm happy to be able to do this Lobero concert. It's a theater that's warm to my heart. I've been playing there for 40 years now. And so they say I have a record. I've done more concerts than anyone, like 18 concerts there. And so I miss the live audiences there.
The Lobero has lost more than $1 million in income from canceled events due to the pandemic. Two-thirds of its staff has been furloughed, and like many theaters, nightclubs, and other performing arts venues, its future is a question mark.
Everybody is so horribly affected by this, and we're no different. But, I mean, you know, on March 12, we closed our doors. Our doors are still closed, however, 8 months later, 7 months later, whatever it is. Our business, our core business is shows. It's working with the local arts organizations to get their show up on the theater, to present our own stuff, and to be active and vital in the performing arts community. And that's just, it just stopped. It fell off a cliff, which also means no revenue coming in.
David Asbell is executive director of the Lobero Theater Foundation. He says since the shutdown, they've done things like hosting a blood drive to keep the theater involved in the community. But perhaps the biggest project has been a series of live and tape performances at the Lobero produced for streaming.
We need to stay active. We need to be doing something for the community and something to keep our presence up in the community. So probably the biggest thing we've done is the live streaming series.
Jazz artist Charles Lloyd is excited to be a part of the series.
I always loved the Lobero. You know, it's 150 years old, and Jose Lobero built that out of adobe, and I love the design, and Lutar Riggs worked on it, and I know a lot about the history of it, and it's sort of a very warm space for me and for the audience. No matter where you sit in there, you have great sight line and you hear the music great. It's beautiful acoustics in there. So it's a very special venue. Of all the venues around the world, it's one that always is enchanting and touching for me.
The theater's David Asbell says the live stream events aren't big money makers, but they're good for music fans and are helping. He says, like all of us, they're anxious to return to some degree of normalcy from these very strange times.
Strange is an understatement. In fact, as I'm here right now, I'm in front of the Lobero, kind of pacing around while I talk to you. Yeah, it is really strange and disheartening. And again, like everybody is feeling, there's so much uncertainty. When do you think it might change? Everything is just so up in the air, and it's been that way for, well, you know, 8 months. Yeah, strange is an understatement.
He says that nonprofit theaters can't operate at limited capacities, which may be allowed under coronavirus safety guidelines.
Won't work at 25%. You know, barely works at 100%. Currently, there are no performing arts that are allowed. And I believe, certainly in the red tier that we're currently in and the orange tier, maybe when we get to the yellow tier or something like that, we're very hopeful that we can have a full crowd by, say, April 1. That would be really wonderful. I mean, obviously, it would be really wonderful if that happened tomorrow. But, yeah, springtime is really kind of what we're looking for.
The Lobero's live stream pay-per-view events are designed to be affordable, with tickets just $15 each. A portion of proceeds are going to the nonprofit National Independent Venue Association, which is fighting to keep performing arts venues alive. The Charles Lloyd Ocean Trio streaming event begins at 8 tonight. You can find a link to get a ticket at kclu.org. There's also information on other Lobero live stream events like Steppenwolf's John Kay on November 13th and a Thanksgiving weekend rebroadcast of Kenny Loggins' Unplugged show. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.